guys, it's Callie. So today is May. I actually don't 12th. Know what day it is. Yes, the 12th. Okay, so today is May 12th, 2020, and I have my sister Heidi here.
Hello.
So I want Heidi on here because, well, obviously she's my sister and I love her, but also because she knows a lot about Disney. So, we are going to do Flight of Passage today. So, Heidi, do you want to tell them what the first thing you think about when someone says Flight of Passage?
So, Flight of Passage, I personally believe, is the second best ride at Disney, but it's also kind of in its world of its own where it's, like, better than Soarin'. It's just so innovative, and I think that once you ride, it's definitely worth the wait.
Yeah. So, this ride, I'm not really a big fan of this ride. Like, if it didn't make me sick, I'd probably like this ride. Like, I like the atmosphere, and I like riding the ride, but just, like, it kind of gives me a headache. It kind of makes me want to throw up. It's definitely one of them that, like, if you have bad motion sickness, I would not suggest riding. But, yeah, so let me read. So, I'm just going to read, yeah, I can read all this. Okay. The crown jewel of Animal Kingdom's newest neighborhood, Flight of Passage, invites adventurers to take an exuberant trip through Pandora on the back of Flybat and Banshee. The joyful 3D journey takes place in a cutting-edge simulator-like environment and offers much more than a thrill a minute. Guests are treated to a bird's-eye view of all the sights, sounds, and smells of the majestic moon that the Na'vi call home. A high-flying e-ticket attraction, Flight of Passage is a most realistic, immersive experience. It is not recommended for guests with motion sensitivity, heart conditions, fear of heights, claustrophobia, or any other such issues. This attraction is exceptionally popular. Book a fast pass assignment if you can. Guests must be at least 44 inches tall to experience this ride. Note that the 3D glasses are one size fits all, and the restraints are too tight. Alert a ride attendant ASAP. Okay, so, like it said, it's very realistic. Like, what I like about Disney's ride is that they're so detailed about it. I feel like a lot of the rides. Do you want to tell them, like why you like the ride? Like, Flight of Passage?
So it's really cool because instead of just, like, sitting down in a chair, you get on this thing. It's kind of like you're on a bike. And then there's something that goes on your chest and something that, like, pushes you in on your back. And then you hold these, like, handlebar things, and it's truly like you're riding a banshee. And even, like, where your thighs are, you can feel your banshee breathing, like their lungs expanding, and it's really cool. And then there's different smells for each part, and there's, like, water that splashes on you. It truly feels like you are riding a banshee.
Yeah, so I think that's all I have to say about it. So I hope you guys like this episode. Thank you for joining me, Heidi.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing on Thursday, but I will see you guys on Thursday, and I am taking suggestions. But yeah, so have a great day, and I'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye.